We're joined this morning by Howie Hawkins, a longtime Green Party activist from Syracuse, New York, was the 2020 Green Party candidate for president, ran for governor several times. And we wanted Howie on today to talk about the new version of a voting rights bill, freedom to vote. It is trying to, by the Democrats, address some of the efforts by the Republicans to suppress votes, but it also continues to have problems with respect to public campaign financing. So Howie, welcome. And, what's your read on the Freedom to Vote Act?
Well, it should pass to deal with voter suppression. The Republicans setting it up so they can flip elections by having their state legislatures they control certify elections. It makes it easier to vote. There are a lot of good things in the bill that should pass, particularly given that the Republicans are passing these laws in the states that are undermining election integrity. But within it is a public campaign financing section that, for one thing, totally eliminates public funding to presidential campaigns. They take the money in that fund and hand it over to a sort of pilot program for congressional public campaign financing. Now, this is a post-Watergate reform, after Nixon was getting bags of cash, where they want to make it possible for candidates to run for president without being totally backed by the very wealthy. And the major party candidates use this program. It was two programs, really, a primary matching funds program and then a general election grant for the fall. And from 1976 until George W. Bush rejected the grant in the 2000 election, and then Obama did it in the 2008 election. Until then, major party candidates were using it. They stopped using it because if you accept public financing for the presidential race, you're limited in the private money you can spend. In 2020, for your primary, you couldn't spend more than $50 million if you accepted the primary matching funds. And if you ran in the general election, you'd get about $100 million, but you couldn't spend any private money. For the major party corporate candidates, that's not enough. They're spending hundreds of millions now. Biden and Trump both spent about $3 billion. So what they've done, the Democrats, is just eliminate the program. And it's only the Green Party that's been using it in recent elections. My campaign was the only one that applied for federal primary matching funds for the presidential election. So since it's only the Green Party, I guess they decided they could get rid of it. This was a bill that Republicans like Joni Ernst, the senator from Iowa, had in the hopper for years. Now the Democrats have embraced it. You know, what's strange about it is there's been no reporting on this in any media that I can find. You know, Washington Post, New York Times, USA Today, when they cover the Freedom to Vote Act, they don't mention that they are eliminating public financing for presidential elections. Right. No comment from the good government groups like Common Cause and Public Citizen and so forth. And, you'd think it would be a major story, at least deserve some coverage. You know, I've written to the reporters at the Washington Post and so forth. They haven't picked up on it. So here we are having a major change in how presidential election campaigns are funded. And there's been no coverage. So the Green Party's got a thing up on their website to send a letter to the senators. If you go to gp.org and click on petitions and go to stop the voting rights bill, that bill that restricts voting, it'll set up a letter you can send to your senators. What we want to do is have the public financing just eliminated from this bill. No Republicans are going to vote for public financing. So if you want to get this thing passed, and Manchin's out there trying to find 10 Republicans, this isn't helping. So that's the news that nobody's covering.
Well, also one of the things in the prior Voting Rights Act that the Democrats tried to push, HR1, SR1, they also made it, they increased the amount of money that political parties could receive. Is all of that now removed from this newest version?
Yeah, HR1, the For the People Act, increased fivefold the amount of money you had to raise in small donations to qualify for the federal primary matching funds. Now they've just eliminated it.
Right. But I was actually talking, they were allowing the political parties themselves not the candidate, but the party committees to accept much larger donations.
Yes.
Is that part of the new version or not?
I read through it once. One thing I did notice is that the amount that party committees at any level can give is double, from 5,000 to 10,000 to House candidates. As far as how much money the big donors can give to the party committees, see, if you give directly to the national party committees, you can give a lot more. If you're a fat cat, you can give over $100,000 to the national party committees, which in turn can give it to their candidates. So while us regular folks are now limited to, what was it? It was $3,900, I think, in 2020. If you give directly to the national committee and you got a lot of money, you can give a lot more. Mm-hmm. So that was still in H.R. 1, the For the People Act. The Freedom to Vote Act, I don't recall it even dealing with that.
Okay. So what are some of the important voter reforms that is in the Freedom to Vote Act that, you know, should be enacted?
Well, it makes it easier to vote. So 15 consecutive days of early voting, mail-in ballots, election day as a holiday, automatic voter registration. There are provisions to overturn these restrictive voter access, the voter suppression things that the Republicans are passing in at least 18 states now. Also, a lot of those states, they've set it up so that instead of independent election administrators certifying elections, the Republican-controlled state legislature can certify elections, which means they can decide our guy didn't win, but we're going to say he did win or she won. And so that's basically election subversion. That is prohibited in the Freedom to Vote Act. And then there's also provisions to disclose dark money, which are good. All that stuff should pass. And we really need it because the Republicans right now are setting it up to steal elections by voter suppression and also partisan gerrymandering. That is banned in the Freedom to Vote Act. All those provisions need to pass. And we may, Schumer said they're going to vote on it this week. And if they don't get 10 Republicans, they've got to change the filibuster to at least lift it for voting rights. And so far, Manchin and Sinema and some other Democratic senators who haven't been so public about it are opposed to that. So, you know, it's a real crisis in democracy, and it doesn't look like the Democrats are going to get it done, even getting those good provisions of the Freedom to Vote Act passed. We will see. It's coming to a head this week.
So we have only about 90 seconds left. You know, the United States is, first of all, one of three countries without proportional representation, but it's about the only democracy that does not have any role, you know, for third parties. It's a two-party system. In the last minute, why don't liberals quite grasp the idea that we need viable third parties in the United States for democracy?
Because they're scared to death of the extremist, authoritarian, racist Republicans. So in their mind, they just got to vote for the Democrats, even if they don't love them, to stop these crazy Republicans. So I think that's their mentality. What we need to help them understand is that we got to change the electoral system to proportional representation. What we have now is single member district, winner take all, plurality voting, which means most districts are one party districts. 95% of state legislative districts, 90% of congressional districts are one party districts. They're not competitive. So the only people to get represented is the majority party. And it's not just the Green Party that's excluded. It's the major party members who are the minor party in that particular district. So it's a very exclusionary system. And it basically leaves the Greens and everybody else out except the plurality winner in these districts. So it's very exclusionary. And we need to open up the political system so all the voices are heard, not just during election campaigns, but in legislative bodies. I mean, Greens in this country routinely get double digits, better than Greens in some of the European countries, and we have no representation.
Howie, we're out of time, unfortunately. We've been talking on Howie Hawkins. You can look at gp.org for more information about the Green Party. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.